1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And at 8:45, we are having our Newsmaker 3 segment today. We're pleased to have with us Assistant Lyon County Attorney Laura Meiser as we talk about an upcoming expungement clinic, which is coming up here this week. Laura, good morning. Happy Monday to you.
Thank you, Chuck. Glad to be here, and thanks for the opportunity to share this information with you.
Well, let's talk about what's going to be coming. And first off, let's let folks know when and where this expungement clinic is going to be taking place.
So the Kansas Legal Services expungement clinic is going to happen on Friday, June 17th. It'll take place from 10 to 4 in the Lyon County Courthouse. It'll be on the second floor in what's called the jury assembly room.
Okay. What is going to be taking place with this expungement clinic? What are some of the different topics that are going to be addressed?
What will happen is this is on an individual basis, so it's a come-and-go event, and it's very individualized for those people who either want to walk in or they can register online through the Kansas Legal Services website.
Oh, okay.
But what's going to happen is there will be an attorney there from Kansas Legal Services as well as myself so that we can speak with people, get their information to determine their eligibility for expungement. Kansas Legal Services will aid them in completing the forms, handle any hearings for them, or people can just come and get information.
Gotcha. How is this the first time that we've had something like this available here to the public?
It is in a joint effort.
In a joint effort, okay.
Kansas Legal Services has done expungement drives in the past, but also what makes this one different, Chuck, is that there is a benefactor that has put in place financial resources so that Kansas Legal Services can reach as many people as possible, as well as there is a possibility to help people with the filing fee for the expungement process, and perhaps even catch up some back fines or costs that they haven't been able to afford to pay that can help them get an expungement process. And that was a very generous gift from Porter Farms.
Oh, nice, nice. Talk a little bit about, too, you know, it sounds like there's enough questions about the expungement process and specifically who's eligible for expungement for this type of clinic to be taking place. Exactly who is eligible for expungement and really, I guess, how that process gets started after what's going to be taking place on Friday?
It depends on the crime of conviction because our statutes set out a very specific time after which convictions can be expunged. And so some are 3 years, some are 5 years, some are even longer. So the first step is to get the information about when the conviction happened, what is the conviction, and has that person not had any new crimes since then, and if they did, what was the nature of those? So that is the first step. Then KLS will and myself will give a preliminary determination. Is it possible for this person to receive an expungement? If so, the paperwork will be completed. It will be sent to court services for what's called an expungement report. That will be given to myself, legal services, and the court, and then a hearing date will be set. If there's no issues and it just looks like it should be expunged, then normally we can handle that by an agreed order. It depends if there was a victim in the past as well, because our office will try to reach out and advise the victim, receive any input. So it's not an immediate thing that's going to happen right away, but it is a really good resource to get it started. And once the paperwork's completed, it really isn't that long of a process. Maybe at the most 60 days sometimes. Depends on how many we get and how many expungement reports court services is going to have to complete.
I mean, do you look at, obviously, the seriousness of the crimes when it comes to expungement? Are there some crimes that just can't be expunged?
Yes, the statute does set out a variety of crimes that cannot be expunged, both felony and misdemeanor. So the level of the crime isn't always determinative. It is what the legislature thought should be. Either a crime stays on a person's record forever or it should be able to be expunged. And there's a laundry list of those. And so that's some of the information we'll be able to help people figure out, as well as some of their case information they may not have because it was a long time ago.
So have we done expungement clinics here before in Lyon County?
KLS has. I don't know that we've ever done a joint one that has involved our office as much as we've been in involved in trying to work with KLS this time. And I don't know that we've ever had a donation to help with the financial aspect of expungements.
So I'm assuming expungement clinics are not something new. These happen in other places too. And are there a lot? Is there a lot of expunging that goes on? I guess.
Next question. Yeah.
So there are expungement clinics, and it's both on what people would consider to be the defense side as well as prosecutor's office. I was inspired by Leavenworth County. A couple years ago, they did an expungement drive that they handled through their district attorney's office, and I read about that and spoke with my boss, Mr. Goodman, and I said, hey, this is maybe something we might want to try to get the ball rolling down here. Then COVID hit, and then case log backlog hit. So Mr. Porter just came in at a perfect time. And it depends. I know Leavenworth had a big response to theirs because I've spoken with their office. I'm hoping, and I'm sure KLS is hoping, that this can reach people who deserve expungement because they're eligible for it. And so we'll just have to see.
So go ahead, Chuck.
The only question I was going to have was, is in case you wind up going through the expungement process and for whatever reason, expungement is not granted, can you apply for expungement at another point in time down the road, or is there a set time period, if you can, when you can possibly apply for expungement a second time?
There is no time period, and no, it's not a one and done. Okay. It may be circumstances that perhaps enough time hasn't passed, or maybe a person had a few more crimes of conviction on their record. And this isn't just about convictions, too. I want to make sure that's clear, is you can also expunge your arrest record. Perhaps a person was arrested but then never convicted. That can also be expunged from a person's record as well.
Now, are you hoping, I guess, you're hoping for a good turnout. Are you hoping that you find a lot of people eligible that can maybe get, something taken off their record? I mean, is that what you're looking to do? Is that the goal?
That would be the goal for KLS. My goal as a prosecutor is to ensure that the justice system has worked from beginning to end. And that means that the prosecutors did their job at the beginning and at the end of the case. And that if a person is eligible for expungement and it is appropriate to expunge that record, then they should not be blocked because of financial issues or they just don't understand the process. They are entitled to it if they have earned it.
So how is KLS reaching out? How are you reaching out to try to let people know that this opportunity is available to them? How do they find out about it?
Kansas Legal Services has it on their website. If you will Google it, you can find Kansas Legal Services. They've got information on it. Also, the Law Library, the Lyon County Law Library, has it on its website. There's information on there. We have put it out on social media, reached out to various Facebook pages, that type of thing, and I know that Legal Services has done the same. And this is not just a one-and-done day either. This is a project that is going to be ongoing for Legal Services for some time. So even if you can't come out on Friday or if you know you're not ready for expungement, then you can always contact them later because this will be ongoing. If you don't want to use an attorney, if you don't want to do that, you can do expungements pro se as well, meaning you can do it yourself. The paperwork is not extensive. There are paperwork packets at the district court for expungements. You don't have to have an attorney. And you can also use the Lyon County Law Library, which is open to the public on certain days. Go to their website, find their days that they're open, and they are a resource as well.
Okay. Well, Laura, before we wrap things up here and we reset the schedule here, anything else about the expungement clinic or as you mentioned here, kind of the ongoing efforts to maybe have this information available, anything else that you wanted to bring up before we wrap things up and start looking ahead to what's coming up on Friday?
It's just something that people should at least explore. Don't be intimidated by the process. Obviously, it was something not a great thing in their past, but expungements can be important for housing, employment, your family. And one thing that struck me about Leavenworth on a last note is they said that there was a older gentleman in his 80s that just wanted his conviction gone before he passed. and they were able to do that for him. And so there's a variety of reasons that people may want their record expunged. So look into your options, and then if you can get it expunged, then there's this opportunity to try to do so.
Okay. Let's reset when and where and what's going to be taking place here on Friday.
June 17th on Friday at the Lyon County Courthouse in the Jury Assembly Room on the second floor. Kansas Legal Services is conducting a expungement clinic to provide people information, to provide people legal representation for an expungement process, and to let them know if they may be eligible for financial aid in completing that process as well.
And then Porter Farms has obviously got the grant funding available here just in case.
Yes, Porter Farms is come in big time for legal services, and hopefully they'll be able to utilize that gift for the betterment of the community.
Outstanding. Laura, anything else? Because that pretty much wraps up our questions today.
I don't think so. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. We'll have a new story on this coming up this week as a preview, too, just to keep getting that word out to the community. So,
sounds great. Thank you.
Awesome. Laura, thanks much. Have a great day.
You do the same.
Laura Miser, Assistant Lyon County Attorney, joining us here on the KVOE Morning Show as we wrap things up at 8:56 on KVOE.
KVOE Live and a local 8:56, 83 degrees. Good morning. Looking for a climate-controlled work facility? Look no further than Hostess Brands of Emporia.